Alabama 61.
רב אשי סובה לו קריש לוקיש ומתר אצלו קרב שיבה. רב אשי סובה לו קריש לוקיש ומתר אצלו קרב שיבה. We're most going to the Braise. We saw the Braise before in Yidu Mudbeiz. Eis ורבי יחנן לריש לוקיש. אכול אצלי יבים טוי וחוזר וקיצ'ו ומי צריכו חליצה מן האחים. שתדף הפרסן אכול אצלי יבים טוי נזמי קדש ונידאי שניץ חליצה מן האחים. פרק רבי יחנון בשתי מלדידי זה לצחי ולאבי אם יש שניץ חליצה מן האחים. אלו לדידוך לפי ריש לוקיש זה לצחי וקריסס. המי צריכו חליצה מן האחים? פרס נגמור אז קשה. וואי שניץ חליצה מן האחים? צריך ריש לוקיש עבר אין סייפה שתי תעזב עם מי? In Sefer steht, Omad Echo bin Aachim v'kidsho, ein lo olof klub, steht, you can't be mekadosh v'chlof. Das ist gewann die Gemorre. So auf dem Rav Ashi is coming to say a ter. Zog Rav Ashi hazeh. Rav Ashi sova lo kirish logish, umetarz lo kirib shimen. Rabina sova lo kirib yichanon, umetarz kirabon. The Gemorre explains. Rav Ashi sova lo kirish logish, umetarz lo kirib shimen. And what is the kasha? The ratio. אכול אצלי יבים טוי וחוזר וקיצ'ו צריך חליצה מן האחים. And the kasha was לפי ריש לוקיש, לכו אצלך חי וקריסס. מן אחים, אחים הילודים, the ones that were born later. So even that למייסף, they will be born בשעס מייסף, they will be אסור. אבל they were born after ינה מיד חליצה וקידושין. So when they came to the world already, she was already אוי מתייב ומדוך דשני. So it's מעזי וריף שימן הולץ. כמן כרב שימן. רב שימן הולץ, the הלוכר is, you can do Yibum. But if he was born after the other person did already Yibum, Reb Shimon is Matir, so here also. And then a brother was born, as if Reb Shimon says, that but if he was born after the Yibum, Yibum v'achakach noelad is okay, here also it's taken care of. Aber if Omad Echo min ha'achim, and I love him, stam brothers v'kitcho, and lo alo klub, he can't be Mekadesh, because by him it's a Yishasach. Ter chelik is poshut. כמען כריש לוקיש. רבי נסובה לכרבי יחנון מתר אצלו עלי בדרבון. אכול אצלי יבים טוי וחוזר וקיצ'ו צריך אכול אצלו מן האחים כמען אחים, אחים הנולדים, the ones already born כרבי יחנון חי ולאבי. אבל איך מן הילודים, the one that was born later וקיצ'ו אין לו עליו כלום. So to be מסביר דיס גמורה, we have to שטיקל במסביר פשט, before we see the לשיינס רשי. בעצם, this is the מקדל סוגיה to the סוגיה של פרק שני, the whole the סוגיה of your test, חוף, סוגי זה זיקי עלי בין הרב שימן. למה מה זה בשביל? The הלוכה is all in all. We know the הלוכה is that איש אוכיב שלו יהויו בו אילומוי you don't do יבו. כי ישבו אחים יחטוב שהוי סולם ישיבו יחד בו אילום. If they didn't have a ישיבו יחד בו אילום איש אוכיב שלו יהויו בו אילומוי you don't do יבו. לא עושה את הלוכה. כי ישבו אחים יחטוב שהוי סולם ישיבו יחד בו אילום. דהיינו, רובן שמעון ולוי, רובן דייס. And then יהודה is born, יהודה cannot do ייבום. Why? שלא יהיה בו אילום. אבל דהלוכה, זאת רב שמעון, you're right, יהודה can't do ייבום. אבל רב שמעון went and made ייבום, and then יהודה was born, then, and then שמעון dies, יהודה could do ייבום. דהיינו, ייבם ואחר כך נוילד. לא עושה את החילוש של רב שמעון. ייבם ואחר כך נוילד, you could do ייבום. And Yehuda is born later after the Ptire of Reuven, Yehuda can do Yibu. But if Lo Yetzuyer Reuven dies and Shimon does Yibu, and after Shimon does Yibu, Yehuda is born, Yehuda could do Yibu. Why Yehuda could do Yibu? Das ist der Chilish von Reb Shimon. What is the Avon and the Chilish of Reb Shimon? The Pashas is the Machlekes, Rashi and Tesis, and the Chof Amud Alef. Rashi, we'll go to how the way Reb Chomon learns Yevomis. The way Reb Chomon learns Yevomis is as a Reb Chomon learns, Be'etzem, Reuven dies, Shimon Levi are living, they could do Yibum, Yehuda can do Yibum, Shaloi Aboi Lomoi, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachdo. But if Shimon already did Yibum, and then Yehuda is born, so Zok, and now Shimon dies, Yehuda has a right to do Yibum. Why? Zok Rashi is the last Rashi in Chof Amud Aleph before the Mishnah. Zok Rashi, why? Shlishi mikoyach Shemi Ubo. Zok Yehuda, when I do Yibum, I'm taking over Shimon's life. I'm going into Shimon's shoes. I'm Shimon. My name is Shimon. Now, so I'm allowed to take Shimon's issues. Now, and Shimon has a heter to marry Reuven's wife. So you're right. Yudah alein can do Yibum to Eishes Reuven. Eishes Sochim Shalaya Bari Lomoy. But if Shimon did Yibum, so now Yehuda says, I'm taking over Shimon's life. I'm taking over Shimon's issues. I'm going into his shoes. As maybe he has a heter to marry Reuven. I'm coming to Mokim Shimon, and Duch Shimon, I push in and I take Reuven's wife also. I'm taking over everything what Shimon had. I'm Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini Ubo. This is the heter of Rab Shimon. What? Again, if Reuven died and I want to do Yibum, I can do. Reuven dies, and then Yehuda is born. If Yehuda wants to marry Eishes Reuven, he cannot. It's a mitzvah ki Eishu Achim Yachdom. But if Shimon did Yibum, and now he's marrying, and then Shimon dies, Yehuda says, I am doing Yibum as Shimon. And Shimon has a heter in Reuven, Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini Ubo. What you wanted to ask, what you could ask, Abarazei, why he has to be born after Shimon did Yibum? Even if Yehuda is born before Shimon does Yibum, let Yehuda not to do Yibum, Shimon will do Yibum. When Shimon dies, I'm taking over the issues of Shimon, and Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini Ubo, and I'll get the same heter that Shimon has, and Eishes Reuven, I will have the same heter. What? That's the Teretz, maybe. Maybe it's the Teretz. Maybe it's the Teretz. Nochamo. What? He can't because Eishes Tochim Shloi Ba'ilomo. He can't do it. He doesn't have a heter. He doesn't have a heter. He's not allowed to marry Eishes Reuven. Hashem says he's not allowed to. But if he takes over the issues of Shimon, he's allowed to. And Shimon has a heter. So when I'm Yavim Shimon, I become, my name is Shimon now. Hashem Ochiv Yoku. When Aval Shimon has a heter, so I also have a heter. I also have a heter. So lochamo. This is the way Rebbe Elchanan is learning and miyaseh b'inyanim. So Reuven dies. Yehuda cannot do Yibum. Yehuda shelo yo ba'ilomo. He was born after Reuven died. But if Shimon does Yibum, so Reuven says, Yehuda says, I'm the Yabim Shimon, my name becomes Shimon. And Shimon has a heter, and Eishes Reuven. Shlish mikayach shayni ubo. Frek Rebbe Elchanan, Abarazei, frek all of you, Abarazei l'chure, even if Shimon didn't do Yibum yet, if Reuven dies, and then Yehuda is born, let Yehuda to wait, Shimon will do Yibum. When Shimon will die, Yehuda will say, I'm taking over the issues of Shimon. And why Reb Shimon only was matter be Yibim, v'acharkach noilad? And not the noilad, v'acharkach Yibim? Zogt Rebbe Elchanan, and it's the only Teretz of Rebbe Elchanan, see later we're going to talk in Andrush from Rebbe Elchanan, but as they Zogt Rebbe Elchanan, Nesro, Kevon Shushas Nefile, Nesro Lov Shoa Achas, Nesro Ilamas. While when Reuven died, if Yehuda is living, before Shimon does Yibum, she's Nesro. Reuven, Yehuda is not allowed to be Yabim Eishes Reuven. So if she's Nesro, Kevon She Nesro Shoa Achas, Nesro Ilamas. If he was born after Shimon did Yibum, now she's already oymet the Yibum duch Shimon. She's nishke Nesro. She's not skuka to him anymore. She's meyubem nischos. She's no Nesro. So now the only problem is, but lemaise he's marrying shelo yoyah ba'ilamoy. The Teretz is shlishi mikoyach sheini yubo. This is the way Rebbe Elchanan learned pshat in Reb Shimon. Quite glad. לפי דם, זאת רבל חולן, אין דה אפיקי ים, רבל חולן את סימן בייז נחצה, אפיקי ים אין סוף סימן למדבוב, דיס דה פשט אין אור סוגיה לזל בזך. החול אצלי יבין תוי, לפי יש לו כי שזה איש הסך. All of the brothers are not allowed to marry the חלוצו, איש הסך, חוץ from him himself. חוזר וקיצ'ו, he married her. חוזר וקיצ'ו, and he married her. And now he dies. So how the brothers are allowed to marry? By them it was really awesome. But if the new brother comes and he was born after Cholitz and after the Kiddushin, now a new brother is born. This new brother that's born, he says like this: when I'm doing Yibum to the guy that is Chazav Kitcha, and he himself has a header. We'll take the case: Reuven died Chalitza, and then he Chazav Kitcha, and now Reuven dies. So Yehuda, I'm the Yabim Eishes Reuven, and Reuven had a header because the Cholitz himself has a header. That's the Gemara, Alibe the Rashi. The same tzustel of Reb Shimon that beyibim velacharkach benoyad velacharkach yibim that Yehuda is taking over the ishus of Shimon and Bemeli has a heter an ishus Reuven. The same thing when a lady Reuven dies the Moshe and Shimon does chalitza. So we say all the brothers Levi, Yehuda, so all of them have ishus ishusach. Only Shimon himself is allowed to chazav akidsha and Shimon was chazav akidsha. Now I'm born and Shimon dies. Zagi chazay Shimon has a heter in this lady. So I'm taking over Shimon's ishus and Bemeli kriicha heter. Teis Davchov says an ander vort. You know why Benoilad v'acharkech Yibim v'acharkech Noilad, the third person is allowed to, Yehuda is allowed to marry her if Shimon already did Yibum? Because when Shimon yos Yibum, shteit kevin shelikocho nasis ki'ishter lechol davo. So in that minute, it erases the whole ishus from Reuven and is only ishus of Shimon. When you nasis ki'ishter, when Shimon does Yibum, is erased the issues of Reuven, and it's only the issues of Shimon. So let me ask the first thesis. Noch amal. Eishtar shle b'ilam Reuven, Shimon ve'levi. Reuven dies, Yehuda is born, you're not allowed to do Yibum. But if Shimon does Yibum, so he raises the issues of Reuven, so now when Yehuda comes, he says, it's raised, I'm allowed to take it. Again, why only if Shimon did Yibum already? Because if Yehuda was born before the Yibum, is Nesra. Oh, but if Yehuda was born after Shimon took her ready, so now the Eishasach was raised. So she's Bichlan, not Eishasach Shlei Bailama anymore. But mainly Yehuda is allowed to marry her. Zag Rebel Chana, this is only a svare when Shimon did Yibum. So the mainly, Nasik Ishtel Lechol Dabal, the Eishasach is raised. But in our suge, Acholetz Liyavimdei V'chazah V'kitcha, the second person didn't do Yibum. He just married her. So Klapi, the other brothers, the Eishasach stays. So mainly the new brother doesn't have a heter as the chorus. So, Fakta Belchonon, Fakta Fikayam, so Argi Moral, if he Rashi, Shlish Mikach Sheni Yibo, I krieg the heter of Yenem. I become Shimon, and the heter of Shimon and Eishes Reuven. Zabazachir, Chazav Acholetz, Chazav Kitcho, the second person, and then that person dies. So the new brother takes over Yenem, and Yenem had a heter, it goes Gishmak. But if he tastes in the Fchof, that the reason that Rab Shimon holds that Beyibe, Vachakach Noilat is Mutah, because Beshaas Yimum, and Eishes Ach is raised, it's only a svara in Yibum. It's only a svara in Yibum. The Fikiyam writes down in Siman Lamed Vav, Yoyser me'arboim shona, he has this kasha shver on Tesis. So Rabbi Chanan says that Vaisoyis Tesis is masking with Rashi, that we say Shlishi Mikach Shein Yibum. So Ech Shiloyir, the way Rabbi Chanan is Mesadu the Sugya, and the way we're learning the Sugya, Chod Shlefi Rabbi Chanan, so our Sugya, Klor, we're learning that the Mahalach is Shlishi Mikach Shein Yibum. This is the way we're stalling our sugi. Shlishi mikach sheini yuba. That the alibi the Reb Shimon, the mahalach is shlishi mikach sheini yuba. Again, if it tastes dalton taken, maybe sinish lazeh gishmak if it tastes. So, other we have to say a different mahalach if it tastes. Reb Chanan says tastes is moide. So, let me gain tzurik. So, we're learning the sugi here, alibi the Reb Shimon, alibi the Reb Chanan, alibi the Rashi, that the mahalach is Shlishi mikach sheini yuba. The mahalach is shlishi mikach sheini yuba. So lama mesader aminut the tzurus of the shmeis. Lama mesader aminut the tzurus of the shmeis. And here we have the kasha. So what is the longest in our sugya? Again, we'll take Reuven dies, Shimon the brother comes, does chalitza. She becomes Eishasach and Shimon, Alevi, Yehuda, everyone. Chutz from Shimon, Rash Lakish shows and Shimon, it's only Bela. And Shimon goes and marries her again. And now Shimon dies. So the new brother that came to the world is allowed to marry because he says, I'm taking over Shimon. And Shimon had a heteronaceous Reuven because by him himself it was not a chorus. But then I'm mutter. Das ist die Gemara. Das ist der Zustand. So Rav Ashi, es mei mit der Suge, alibi der Rishloki, alibi der Rav Shimon, achol es yevim tevi chosa vikitsho, so now one of the new brothers is allowed to take over. Why? Because he's taking over the issues of Shimon, and Shimon has a heter, because he's the choylet. Fragt sich der Scheile. The Stipler, in Simon Yud Beis, puts it like a chakira. That's it's dvorim mefurashim and rishonim, but the Stipler in Simon Yud Beis, in the first shtickle, puts it down nicely as a chakira. What is the case? By us, Reuven died, Shimon did chalitza, and he was chayzer mekadosher, and now Yehuda is born. So Yehuda, why did Yehuda that was born? The other ones already had Nesra. Or Masber. Reuven dies, Shimon does chalitza, and that means she becomes Nesra on everyone around. Then Shimon remarries her, and then a new brother comes to the world. So the new brother that came to the world, he could do Yibum when Shimon dies, because he takes over Shimon, Shimon has a heter, and he doesn't have Nesra. So he gets pasha. L'chure, the new brother doesn't have to be born after Shimon was Mekadosher. It's enough that the new brother will be born after Shimon made Chalitza before Shimon remarried her. Avada. It will only be Nogea after when Shimon will remarry her and then Shimon will die. It will be Nogea to do Yibum Teisha Shimon. But why we have to say that we're talking in a case that he was Choyletz, V'chazal V'kitcho, and then the brother was born. Even if the brother will be born before, Shimon will do Kiddushin, also will be no problem. Why? Take the case. Reuven dies, Shimon does Chalitza. And everyone should say, Shesach, she's Nesra. Now a new brother is born. And then Shimon marries her and Shimon dies. He wants to take over the Ashes of Shimon, that Shimon has a heter. What do you tell him? He had a Nesra? What Nesra he had? When he was born, the lady already did chalitza. She was not noifil yibum anymore. She's not a skuka. If there's no zika, it's no chnesra. What? What? No, she's eishesach. But she's not nesra. She's not noifil yibum. She's eishesach. She was married to his brother. To Reuven. So what? Every time eishesach, you don't have to be in the world to have the also. You don't need to be Ba'ilama to be also an Eshesach. No, but Reuven dies. What is the case? Reuven dies, Shimon does Chalitza. And everyone else in the world is Ba'eshesach. Now, Shimon does Kiddushin and Yehuda comes. We say, and Yehuda, she was never also. And now, Einachnam, he says, no, Nesra, but she's Eshesach. But the Torah says, the same heter that Shimon, Be'ezim, she's Eshesach and everyone. But the same heter that Shimon has, he also Yarshit. He goes into Yelim's shoes, I get Yelim's koyach, and I'm taking over the issues like Shimon. Bishleim, and I want to mask. In the normal case of Reb Shimon, Reuven dies. Shimon Levi are living. If Yehuda is born, in that minute it's Nesra. Because he wants to do Yibum, they tell him, no, you're not allowed to do Yibum. You should lay by Yilamai. And then the other brother will do Yibum, so even if Shimon will break the Yibum, and Shimon will die, Yehuda can't take her because they told him once no. If you gotta know, it's Nesra. But in our case, Reuven died. Shimon died Chalitza. When Yehuda is born now, she's not a Yevam anymore. Nesra is only if it's a Nefilah. But Chalitza like this kasha. If it's no Nefilah, it's no Nesra. So, okay, he's not allowed to marry. She's a Shesach. She's a Shesach and everyone chutz from Shimon. But it's no Nesra, it's no Nefilah. For Nesra, you have to be Nefilah and Nesra. It's no Nesra. There's no Nesra. No boss. So let now Shimon will marry her. Shimon will die. And I'll say, listen, I'm going into Shimon's shoes. He has the heter of Eshesach. I also have the heter. Ba'etzem, we asked it also on every Reb Shimon. Why Yehuda has to be born after the Yibum? And we answered. Because if Yehuda will be born before the Yibum, so he will have a Nesra, Miad, so even after that Shimon does a Yibum. And Shimon dies and he wants to come into Shimon's shoes. We say, but Vav was also once his Nesra Lo'il. But here, l'chure, if Reuven did chalitza, so it's no mazike. If Shimon did chalitza, so even if he didn't do kiddush, so you have to know. Be'emes, in the Meiri, he brings down Yesh Meforshim that we're talking before the kiddushin. He could be born before the kiddushin. When I say the Chazanish, the Stipler, Amidaik, and the Ritva, I know the Magid, and the Ritva, and Simon Vav, learn Nishta, but Rabbi Sayin, the Chazanish, and the Stipler, learn Adasi, the Pshat, and the Ritva, Azeh Melon, Azeh, and the Chazanish, and the Stipler. What is inside? Simon Vav in the Miluim of the Ritva Arichas, the Sidah Ritva, the Nishtak in Ritva. We will learn the Sidah Ritva. So the Meiri and the Ritva say Klor, that even if he was born before the Kiddushin, there's no problem. Reuven dies, Shimon does Chalitza, and Yehuda is born, and then Shimon marries her, and then Shimon marries her. And Shimon dies, Yehuda could do Yibum, because Shein, Mikshlish, Mikach Shein Yibum, and there's no Nesra. Aber in Rashi steht nicht das. In Rashi steht, that he has to be born after the Kiddushin. As I said, we see in Tesh Dibar Maschim Keman Kerabonon, that it has to be that he's born after the Kiddushin. And as I said, Mfurish in the Rashbo, that Bedafka is like the Rashbo, Shenoilad Achar HaKiddushin. But if he was born before the Kiddushin, it's Nesra. So the Hesper has to be like we said, I'm saying with the Chapshah, that even though Chalitza is not a shtickel zike. Be'etzem, after Chalitza, she's over the Yibu. Just we say, lo Yivne. The man is no Yibu. So Be'etzem is a Nefila, even after Chalitza is a Nefila. No, we tell him, lo Yivne, don't build. Weiss that she is in the Parsha. So she is a Nefila. So the man is, she is a Nesro. What? Because she's Be'etzem. She's Be'etzem, she's Be'etzem, she's Be'etzem, she's Be'etzem, she's Be'etzem. Was she's in the parasha, das heißt Nesra. Das heißt she's in the parasha. Doesn't take her out. The pshat is, she's be'eretzim roi le'yibu. She says, you can do yibu. Azei lechum, nevlam em Rashi. En brera. Lechum, this is the tzuras ha'shmais. Lama edik noch in zach b'cheshmen, before we see the l'shen es ha'rashi in tzai. Aber der rit, volun kipshuta. After chalitza is no zike, so he's right. So why she has to be born after the Kiddushin? She could be born before the Kiddushin. Ba'ashkof HaRishon, the Ritva is gerech. Ba'ashkof HaRishon, the Ritva is gerech. There's no reason that she will be born after the Kiddushin. She could be born before the Kiddushin. There's no muzika. There's no muzika. L'chud is the Gladkeit. L'chud is the Gladkeit. No vas. There's a starke kasha. I don't know why no one is asking it. Starke kasha and the Ritva. If this is the tzus of the Shmaiser, so nochmal, what is the tzus of the Shmaiser we're learning? We're learning the sugya now, shlishi mikach sheini ubo, and this is the heter of Reb Shimon, every time b'shloi bo ilamoi, the one that was born after it, he's allowed to take Eish of Shimon, even if it's also shloi bo ilamoi as Reuven, but he goes in the shoes of Shimon, just if he was born before his Nesra, if he was born after the Yibum, it's no more Nesra. And the Zelbezach in our sugya we say, the Shimon dead Chalitze, so Shimon is no more Eish Yisach of Reuven, everyone else is Eish Yisach, but the first, the one that is born later, he doesn't have a Nesra, maybe he can take over Eish Shimon. So Rashi we said he has to be born after the Kiddushin, because before the Kiddushin, he has a Nesra, we don't understand why. And the Ritva says, Kipshuta, here, even if he's born after the Chalitze, before the Kiddushin, here is no problem of Nesra, because after the Chalitze, there's no Mezika. Those are the tzus of the Shmais. Hello? So why the brothers can't do evil? I'm asking you a shayla lefi the Ritva. Reuven, Shimon, Levi are living. Reuven dies. Shimon does Chalitza. And then Shimon marries her, and Shimon dies. Why Levi can't do evil? Let him to go inside the shoes of Shimon. What Nesra? When he had Nesra? Tell me exactly the minute that he had Nesra. When Shimon does Kiddushin. Shimon dies. Why Levi cannot take it? Because Eish Yisach of Reuven came back, right? Say that, but Shimon has a heter. Let me to go in Shimon's shoes. What do you tell me, Nesra? When she was Nesra? When? Try to think. Till the Chalitza, she was mutter to him. After the Chalitza, you tell me it's no Mezika. So she's, when she was Nesra? When? Lo Yivne. Alav, Rav Shlokish will hold the gate to recall us, Nishkin Lav. Fir Rav Shlokish is the Eish Yisach comes back. Where is the Nesra? Till the Chalitza, she's mutter le'ivu. Not the Chalitza, you told me now, Lefi the Ritva, there is no Nesra. That if Yehuda is born after the Chalitza, before the Kiddushin, Yehuda is allowed to marry her. Nochbo. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, which ain't nochbo. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies, Shimon does Chalitza. Now, an argument says that Shimon made Kiddushin and then Yehuda was born. The Ritva says no, even before that. Shimon made Chalitza, now Yehuda is born. And then Shimon does Kiddushin, and Shimon dies. Yehuda says, I'm taking Shimon's shoes, and I could marry even Eishes Reuven. Because I'm Shimon, and Shimon has a Heter. I was born after Chalitza. After Chalitza, there's no Zikr, there's no Nesra. So why the brothers have Nesra? Bishleim lefi Rashi, it's Nesra. Miyad b'shas Chalitza is Nesra. Only after Kiddushin is no Nesra. So the Gemara is this. Only the one that was born after the Kiddushin, he's the one that the Suga can handle. But if you're learning like the Ritva and the Meiri, Nish Mefoshim and the Meiri, that we're talking before Chalitza, after Chalitza, before Kiddushin, it's no Mezik. So when was Nesra and the brothers? Till the Chalitza, she was mutter to him.
The
Chalitza
is Kinyan,
I'm gonna get. The Chalitza is Kinyan, Chalitza is Chalitza. Chalitza Kinyan. Till the Chalitza, she was mutter. After the Chalitza, she's not a skuka. If we say, no, after the Chalitza, she's a Shesach, and it's called a Nesro. So it's Gishmak. And the same thing, the brother cannot be born then, because then it's Nesra. He has to be born. When already the Kiddushin is there, then it's no more Nesra. But if the Ritva and the Yesh Mefoshim and the Meiri say that he could be born even before the Kiddushin, because straight after the Chalitza, the Zika disappears, so when is Nesra? Why not? Moshe, why not? Doesn't sound right. And what someone trying to answer that Valer Shvirish Lokish Lemafreya, she was never a skuka, so Lemafreya it was Nesra. It sounds a good teret, but you're not allowed to say it. You're not allowed to say it. Because if it's true, so you never can make Yibum. Reuven Shimon Levi. Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum. How Levi is allowed to do Yibum? Lemafreya it was Nesra for him, till Shimon did Yibum. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven does Yibum. Shimon dies. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Everyone is living. Everyone has a boy. Reuven dies. Shimon does Yibum. Shimon dies. Levi does Yibum. How Levi does Yibum? She was Nesra because Lemafreya, she was also to him because she was only mutter to Shimon. That's me get on Lemafreya's. What? What a new din. She's a Shisach on Ayat Yibum. It's Nesra. The Teretz is Yibum is Nishkenaf. The Tesis, man, Chavtzach to Tesis Yitzchak. I'm going to get Rashi. Yibum is not Afkoi. The Heter is Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini Yubo. This is the Heter Alemon. Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini Yubo. This is my Heter. So this is my Heter. Zayin HaNesr. So I'm going to get on the Lemafreya. So this is a very stark Kashe. So Be'etzem, I want to mechalik the sugya to two. This chalik of the sugya. So, be'etzem, this is be'etzem the hershka chalik from the sugya. Right? So, bleiben shver of the ritva, but this is the tzurza the shmaise. Right? The tzurza the shmaise, we learn like Rebel Chonon. This is the way Rebel Chonon learned Yevames. That be'etzem, every time the heter is shlishi mikoyach sheini, this is the heter every time. The reason that Shimon has, that Yehuda is allowed to marry the fear of Shimon, be'yibim v'achakach noilat. Why if he was born before, it's also because Nesra. That when Shimon does Chalitza and he does Kiddushin and Yehuda is born, he doesn't have a Nesra, maybe he's allowed to take it. Masha'enken, if he'll be born before the Kiddushin, it'll be a Nesra. The Ritva learns, no, that in our case, even if he's born before the Kiddushin, it's not a Nesra because he's stuck in Zika. And then we had a Kasha, Lefi Rashi, Lefi the Ritva. So the Chor, why the brothers are not allowed to do Yibum? This is Be'etzem, the Tzurza de Shmaise, and it's very light. Reb Nochem has a starke diuk here, that is two lines in Rashi that are extra. And these lines, the Chur, didn't have to be here, Pshat in the Suy. Lama zem b'gidu l'shoynes of Rashi. ומתארץ לו לרשת הברייסה דקטון ליצור חליצה באחים שנולדו לאחר חליצה וקידושים. Again, אחר חליצה וקידושים. כי רב שימן דרום הרגיב ומסף נוילד למהני נפילוס מן הראשון למעבי עלו איש הסך. שלא יבוא לא מהיל כך זיקס אי נפילו לא יאוסרו לא יעלי. אויל וכשנוילד כבר קיצ'ו זה. See, if you know what Rashi wants. רבין הסוב על הקרבי איכנו נאמר חי ולאב הם נינו ורשן ניחר ומתארץ סייפה אין לי עליו כלום באחים שנולדו לאחר מכן וכרבון הנעם ראשו שלו יבוא לא מהי ולא יתיק שרשן לסייפה. למה זה גוד רשי, דיבור המסחיל, הילודים? שנולדו אחר קידושים של זה. ולא יצרו עליו בחליצוסוי. דוזיקי כמייסה, לא ירמי כמיו ליבומי. ומשום שסוחיב שלו היו בוי לא מוי למצרי כרב שימן, דאומה ריבנו בסייף נוילד שורי. רק רב נוחם, what is this first two lines in Rashi? What is the heter? Because שלישי מכך שני הוא בו. שלישי מכך שני הוא בו. ומילא, he doesn't have a problem. The ישסח comes back. אומר, ואל, I'm going במוקים שימן, and there's no נסרו. ומילא, I'm allowed to take her. What is this הקדום of Rashi? שנולדו אחר הקידושים של זה, ולא יצריו עליו בחליצוסוי, דוזיקי כמייסו לא ירומי כמייו. It's not true. They became ישסח. No, ואל, there's no נסרו. Rashi means, not mashma. Vail is no nesro. Vemele, ay, ze istur eish esach. Like Rashi finishes, shlishi mikoyach sheini ubo. Reb Nochem himself is mitzayin, and in Teisa Sarosh, his Sarosh is in Daf Yudah Mudbeis, in Bura Maschi, lefi sheinu b'tzora tzoro, Teisa Sarosh explains our suge, dear, like Teisa Sarosh also in Daf Yudah Mudbeis explains our suge, and Teisa Sarosh speaks it out. Vail yudin chalitza, and already yenem is muter, shlishi mikoyach sheini, vemele, yeah, beheto, very close. Rashi here, is arichas though. Instead of saying posh, ayeludim shenoldu la'achar kiddushin, b'meile is isur eshesach, but v'al Shimon has a heter, and I'm taking Shimon's issues, b'meile I have a heter. Like the same thing, shelo yeboi lomoi. And Rashi divides it. Legabi shelo yeboi lomoi, he says, yes, sidua mahalach mun Reb Shimon. Legabi de chalitza, zogt Rashi, they were not nesar b'chalitza, do zike kamaisa lo irame kamayu. What is it? Rashi means there was no nesro? Shaita shim Rashi. Rashi mitzvah beheter. Steht da bis azog in Rashi. Steht da azog in Rashi. I don't want to go into it now. Reb Nochem mikoyach this zog learns the sugi different from Reb Elchanan. The Reb Nochem beheter, I think the mocking we will see Reb Nochem will be beheter Hashem, we learn that you test chof. He also in Shaloya Ba'ilomo he learns different. He doesn't learn that the reason that if Hoya Ba'ilomo, if Yehuda was born before, it's because Nesro. Reb Nochem holds us in Ishtok in Nesro. Benefilo Shniya is never Nesro. Fakir is Yodar Chinoyam. He doesn't want to learn mitzad Nesro. Nesro is only in the Flamed. The Gemara in the Chof didn't know Nesro. So why, if we say Shlishi Mikach Sheini Yubo, so Luchur, you have to say it even in a case that he was born, and then you did Yibu, if you don't hold from Nesro. So Nochem learns another new mehalach to learn pshat in the Gemara and Dafchof, and this is what he wants to learn in our Rashi here. The Vail, finish getting around. I think it's a bit for 2 months to learn the whole sugya different from Rebbe Elchanan. So, but that listen, it's not so sure as in Rashi. You could say lav davke. You could say Rashi really speaking out. Why is no nesro? What I'm saying is an extra to sure as in Rashi. Reb Nochem daf an old b'ktzora says it's pshat. It's Giboy that he learns the whole sugi, the whole Reb Shimon, everything different from the way we say and get the vibe. I'm saying, the way we're learning is, Azevi Reb Elchanan Simon Beis, or Aleph Beis Gimel, Azevi Lafikeyam, Azevi the Pashtas, Advorim Rashi. I'm saying, these two lines in Rashi, the vibe will bleib shver of them. Let me end it in the taste of the sugi. Man achim achim anoilot. So taste is Pashas Cholek and Rashi and Girsis. Rashi learns Yeludim means future. The ones that were born later, Neilodim, the one that was already born. Taisus learns Fakir. Oimeri, the Neilodim, Kori lo Yisro, Maasidim liyvolet. Neilodim. Kiloshan Hashas. Lememir, the Neilodim, Maasidim, Mashma. Ela ma'at ha'igna le Neilodim. Mashenken, Yeludim, is the ones that are already born. So lefit Taisus, Neilodim means future, Yeludim means we're already born. In Rashi, Shtei Fakir. Taisus, different gears in the Gemara. Rashi learns Yeludim means future and Noilodim means past. Nice, and the parsha we read now, Sheda Zevi Rashi, called Ben Hayeloid La Yoir Tashlichu. Yeloid means Osi. Nedorim, the Gemara Taisa says, Loshen Nedorim Mishuna. Brings the Raya from Nedorim. First Taisa says, Loshen Nedorim Mishuna. So, Frey Taisa speaks from Nedorim of Rashi. Let me say the next tesis. Tzricho chalitza min ha'achim. This small tesis, be'etzem, is a very sadistic tesis. We're going al libet ha'rish lokish. Let me gain the echetim tzif ha'rish lokish. It's mamish givadik. This tesis is ha'ashlomet of the ganze sugi. Rish Lakish holds Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies, Shimon does Chalitze, Shimon does Kiddushin, and Shimon dies. So, nochmal, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Reuven dies, Shimon does Chalitze, Shimon does Kiddushin, Yehuda is born, Shimon dies, the halacha is Yehuda could take over the issues of Shimon, and he doesn't have a problem if the issues of Reuven, because Shlishim Mikach Sheini Yuba. So, Frek Teis is why it says Tzricho Chalitze min Achim. Lechur lefir Reb Shimon, Yehuda will be allowed to marry her. Why Yehuda can't marry her? Shimon, he's taking over Shimon. Why is he not allowed to marry her? So Ketes says, "Mityabemes eino me'achar de'asuro lebailo." The hashka be'mutar lo asuro ba'asuro lo lekol sheker. Shimon himself had a lav. The lav doesn't apply on Yehuda because the firish lokish is not shlichusayut. So no one has lo yivne. The only one that has lo yivne is Shimon. And eishesach they don't have because they have the heter. So Ketes, but there's a new yisoid. Now, this Yisrael of Teisves, I want to be masked for a second. Could I hear it close as a Gdome to the Sugya that we'll learn in the Hemshech Sugya of Sora Soito? As a Gemara in Soito, Daf Vova Mudalev. The Gemara says, the Isha that was Mezane Tachas Bailo, Soito. And the husband dies. You cannot do Yibum. The Gemara there says a different reason from our Gemara. The Isha that was Mezane Tachas Bailo and the husband dies. You can't do Yibum. B'mutar lo nesro. B'osur lo lekol sheken. She was osur on her husband. She'll be mutar in the Yavah. B'mutar lo nesro. B'osur lo lekol sheken. Zog di Gemore, what a bila marshal almona le kohen gadol. And he dies, the brother is not a kohen gadol. She's allowed to do Yibum. So the Gemore say, B'mutar lo nesro. B'osur lo lekol sheken. Or, Aishas Koyen, that was Mizane Ba'oinis. So she's also Lebailo. The other brother is a Cholo. She can also do evil. Ben Bruto Lenesra, but also Lekol Sheken. Zogt Rashi Dotten and Soito, the Vava Mudalev, is the last Rashi before the Mishnah. Zogt Rashi is a big difference. Almod Lekoyen Godel, what is the Shaykhis? He's a Koyen Godel, I'm not a Koyen Godel. Say here also, he's the husband, I'm not the husband. I'm not, she's Soito Asura Lebailo, I'm the brother. Zogt Rashi has it. Say the Achronim Amazul Pshat. Yibum, I take over his marriage. If she's also to her original husband, so when I'm going into the shoes of the husband, if the husband's not allowed to stay with her, I could take over the issues and stay? She spoiled the issues to the husband. The mutal anesra, the asul alekol sheker. Her marriage was a bad marriage. She was a seita lebailo. Zokter Rashi, if I would be the husband, I would also have to divorce her. Masha'enke, when he's a kohen gadol, this is Zaytik Ezach, it's not a guy to the marriage that he's a kohen gadol. The Soito, she disturbed the marriage. And the issues, she made it kailah. So when I take over the issues, I say, B'mutol ha'nesro, b'osul ha'lekol sheker. Masha'enke, na'almol ha'kohen gadol, you don't say that svara. Because what's the shaykh? He's a kohen gadol, I'm not a kohen gadol. We go back to our Teisus. Teisus says, b'os you say a svara. B'mutol ha'nesro, b'osul ha'lekol sheker. What is the Shaykhs? He has a Loyivna, I don't have a Loyivna. The Talmud says, what is the Loyivna if he tastes? Nulav. A Nulav. Kevin Shalaybono Shuv Loyivna. Hashem doesn't want this house. He didn't want it by him, he wanted it by me. I'm taking over his marriage. I'm going into his shoes to take over yet. I'm going to take over. The Mutal and Esau, but also the Koshikim. Hashem doesn't want him to take back this lady. This marriage, Hashem doesn't want him to take that marriage. So I will go and take over that marriage. Those are the tastes by us. The Ritva and the Meir, they say different tarets of tastes. V'yesh loymar, shekmoy sheyesh loy lo yivne, yesh la'achach anoylad lo yivne. Even if Rish Lakish doesn't hold from Shlichusayu, they also have a lo yivne. Rish Lakish doesn't hold from Shlichusayu. The new brother gets a lo yivne. So the Kirinoiro, matatzach, why tastes didn't say like them, why they didn't say like tastes. But the Hezbo has half level fellow. Hel Sechayim. It says, Emes la'amito shel Toyo. Emes la'amito shel Toyo. The Ritva and the Meiri, we'll start with the Ritva and the Meiri. They learn, what is the lav of Lo Yivne? We said that the Ishesach stays. It minimizes. The Mekores, it becomes the Ishesach. Right? So be'etzem, what is Lo Yivne? Ishesach. So the Pshat Shimon, you're right that he doesn't have a Kores, but he has a little bit of Ishesach. So now Yehuda is taking over Shimon. So we tell him, Herzachain, if Shimon has Eishesach with this lady, how you could take her over? I'll be asking more from that. You don't want to take over this lady. She's a really Eishesach. She said, you know, I'm going in Shimon's boots. I'm going into his shoes. We tell him, Herzachain, Shimon himself, when he will do it, he will touch the Eishesach. You have a problem. She's the Eishesach. How you take her over? She's Eishesach. How you can take her over? She's Eishesach of Reuven. That I'm going in through Shimon. I'm going through Shimon. We tell him, but Shimon himself, the Eishesach stayed in a mahalach of Alav. So when you're taking over Shimon's issues, and you want to have a heter in Reuven, if Shimon has an Isur Eishesach, you also have an Isur Eishesach. So the Ritva in the Meiri Leshitosam that learned that Leivne is Eishesach, so Avada, if Shimon has an Eishesach, so Yehuda can't be better from Shimon. Yehuda Be'etzem has an Isur Eishesach. Yehuda Be'etzem is not allowed to marry Eishes Reuven. It's Eishesach. Shvei Bo'ilomri. The Torah says, I have the heter that Shimon had. But Shimon himself, the Eishesach was also. A little bit. So that little bit for sure stays even B'yachas to the Yehuda. Masha'enken, Teisus L'shitos, you learn the Lo'yivne is a new lav. So Teisus can't say that the Eishesach stays clap of Yehuda. Teisus had to come on a Mishnikul Teire. B'mutol L'nesra, B'asul L'kol Shekin. Now it goes also the other way around. The Rishonim can't say like Teisus. The fifth Teisus, what is the vote? The marriage is a bad marriage. So when I'm taking over the marriage, I have a problem. If you're the Rishonim, Le'ivne has no problem in the marriage. It's time for Yisur Eishesach. So if Yehuda doesn't have the Yisur Eishesach, Yehuda can take it over. So may the Rishonim Le'shitosom have to say Ein Gang, and Teisus Le'shitosom have to say Andere Gang. Let me end it in the next two Teisus. Keman Ki Rabbonon. Have a motzi lemeimar ki Reb Shimon ke goyim shenoylad koydem shekitcho. Here is a mefurish of Teisus. That what we were medayik in Rashi and the Rashbo, we said it's also Teisus, mefurish in Teisus. Have a motzi leukme ki Reb Shimon ke goyim shenoylad koydem shekitcho. Elo nichele leukme ki Rabbonon lecha shekitcho. Shteit klor in Teisus that if he was born before the Kiddushin after the Chalitza, it's a teignish. The Gemara could have answered that even if Reb Shimon yabe echetim that it's also if he was born before the Kiddushin. I'm saying, Medaf Oisik and this Reb Nochem, but I think in Unzer and Misgeres, we'll start tomorrow the Ismar, the next Sunday.
There's no
Kito. Right. Well, we said, even if it's Kito, we said, and it's nice for Reb Nochem, the days knows that it's not that it's not fair. Remember, we said two days. You know, if I had to say, this day is from the year, the days on the third. There's two lines of days.
Rashi doesn't really know.